Transmitter.
Huh?
Transmitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say.
Huh?
Can't see here. Black little box.
It's fucking shit off there. That was so stupid.
What's it here?
What?
Means. JBL on the wall.
Get in there.
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Fuck the internet dry.
Ik ben op zich wel stoer, is leuk. Hij is niet altijd snel.
Laptop?
Nee, gewoon alles.
Nee.
Ik heb echt net een half uur moeten wachten voordat hij in een site kwam waar ik meer informatie moest halen.
Ja. Yeah. You should speak English. Dit is ook vaag.
Ik heb ook een disk gebruikt.
Nee? Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend.
Hello.
Allee. Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. I'm busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at a conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last
time.
Okay.
Well, take it away.
Okay, welcome.
You are.
Good problems design. First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things I elaborated on. Things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about.
Giraffe's gone now.
Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the. Because when you use a remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because the titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber that makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make a case, is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea, single curved, so it's two dimensional. I think it's best drawn, green.
It's a color.
Bright color, fancy color.
New.
Forward.
Black. Okay. Let's make it black. Okay, I thought of an idea like this. And that's that. Also, it looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
Also side view.
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not definitely good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just using Flossex or another cleaning from some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we have almost concluded about that. So this should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No. Just looking.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Oh well, business colors. I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah, in
okay,
these colors.
Okay, they should be in mind.
But
it?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing in the.
Okay,
color.
So it doesn't says to have the.
It
slogan.
Must be recognizable.
Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. You could make
the
little
R&R
on top of the machine. Sorry, I was pretty boring. I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people will find their interesting, and will buy faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. It's, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it makes it fancy.
Okay. Well, that's all about my my findings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And this is that you give a question through the device and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker. And so that you say, good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. This is an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful, perhaps because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And then that calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation. Because I tried to make some kind of ID of how to look like, but I can draw, so don't make too much of it. I tried to, the LCD screen, I tried to draw, so I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for a program, but...
No, just P.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
so, and then the buttons above and below. Mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something. But, the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think. It's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought that the tilde text apart, because it's not really options, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Options,
yeah.
The settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of good quality settings or something. But this is a bit how I felt. And the LCD somewhere on the remote, perhaps you could be more curvy the remote, perhaps. So that it's better in your hand or something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. If you press the options button, and we have an example of, and then you should get the other options with what you could do. And that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this kind of option menus. They want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things.
Okay.
That's an option. That was my finding.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, third.
Go, Danny.
Go, Danny.
Team member of this. presentation.
I'm going to tell you something about trend watching. The trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people liked, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I told, I watched the trends from the past years about colors, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people. So we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Files I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should be look fancy. The second important thing that Google should be innovative. Okay. Like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be great meaning for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button, channel, volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, a red, deep red and stuff. They liked square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something.
Mm-hmm.
And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes to decide, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah.
Different
we should
colors.
Decide whether it's going to be with round shapes, I think, like my colleague you said, is that better or for the elderly people something like the iPod or something with round squares, simple but easy to use.
Mm.
So that's it.
Okay.
That
so for the older people a more traditional
like the older colors I can
maybe
you could change the colors that was also the heavy. Don't know which shape you should take.
Colors.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than changing
the shape of
the shape of
remote control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Round
so
but square.
Round corners but square, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups won't buy it.
Yeah.
If you do it square with round corners but a little in the middle of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Kind of like
a mountain. Like this.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit square, but it's also a bit like
kind of like a beer glass.
So,
yeah.
But then
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to have it, to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's
yeah.
But perhaps that's a good thing, so that's easy to use. People know the.
We'll recognize it as a remote
yeah.
control. What I saw on your.
Something like that. The all the colors, like red, brown, they like the wood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah. Kind of like old cars.
A bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval.
Swords.
Put it all together.
That kind of thing. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy
old
to do with
boring.
The color, I think.
So, sorry?
That's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because
yeah,
otherwise
we
you
think
have
so
to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And the material, yeah, rubber, Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials and spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber or something. Something in between that.
Soft
Also
rubber.
in between.
Yeah, whatever. Soft rubber, which
Because
you can feel
yeah,
in.
I know you.
I don't think you should be able to
Or
mold it, but
no,
it
or what
shouldn't
soft is
be
what
like
is. No,
squishable.
but you have to like a eraser or something. That's a bit you can
Yeah.
press it in, or something harder.
Bit like this kind of rubber.
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard, this.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
Spongy. Something.
Don't think it's rubber.
No.
So we need a spongy feeling.
Did you have something
We're going to invite SpongeBob. Maybe he can.
So
Ding
we
ding.
should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it and can decide.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but it had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think the LCD screen should be
It's your size,
yeah.
but I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the
Yeah, three
of the
quarters. So you don't have to put your
Yeah, but it won't get that small when the LCD screen is.
So when you get this kinda like this? Or should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger? Because you want
I don't
to put your
can
hand
but
Yeah,
if you
because
now
you
you can put your hand there and then you won't touch the screen,
Yeah,
just as
okay,
it does.
true.
Your thumb
But not on the screen because
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
an idea. Looks a bit
Because
like
when
a
you
Game
put your
Boy now, but
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be very greasy and stuff.
But you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0,
You don't want it
two
too
digits.
small. How large
You have to, because some fat people with thick fingers
Thick
will press
fingers.
three buttons at the same time.
But if you want to make it international, Japanese people got rather small
Yeah,
hands.
true, but yeah,
Really
we have a
long.
zoom option, right?
The zoom option? Oh yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger to with
Yeah.
accompanying a greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point, huh? We want
No.
to do it with our fingers,
Yeah.
right?
Your fingers, yeah. You don't want to
You
because
could
you have
include
a pen.
You can lose a pen.
Yeah, but I
You
think
lose a
people
pen,
want to
you
use a
can't
remote
use
with their
Yeah,
fingers.
with the
They're
fingers.
Yeah,
used to
yeah,
that.
but
And
if they think it's handy to use a pen. Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be, but it's
Maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all
Yeah,
No,
but
that
you
can
can
be
use
with
it
a
whatever,
Korean
any
soft tissue.
cloth.
Yeah. You
Okay,
combine
well
with it.
maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark. How should we supply the thing with energy, and how are we going to do a separate docking station and then put accus in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy, more batteries and then
The docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
Then it's
the
better
first point. We
to
already
include
decided that on the
rechargeable
previous meeting.
batteries,
Yeah.
which you can recharge
Yeah.
through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
if the
Just like
batteries
with
are
the
dead,
telephone.
I
then
kinda like
you
your
can change them.
You got some of those wireless mice.
Yeah,
Mouse.
yeah.
Computer mouse.
Like those.
Kinda like those kind of batteries.
Yeah. But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
Yeah,
not like
normal plain
two
No, normal plain batteries you can buy in the supermarket or retail
Simple
shop.
rechargeable
Yeah.
batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print, you get yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a
simple, yeah, sim, not simple, but we also discussed that, didn't we?
Yeah,
well, how does that work with a LCD screen? You still have a print
plate?
You always have a print plate.
Beg your pardon?
Always have a print plate, right?
Yeah, sure,
mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah.
Always, so... I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It just was in there and I didn't
know.
Well,
chip on print, I think what I mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen,
yeah,
with no... the buttons are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on your screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you got a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the
print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a normal print plate. So that's not any discussion, I think.
Now you need some kind of CPU, I guess.
I suppose so.
I don't think.
It is a simple CPU, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't know if. It's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big.
But the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah. Okay. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU to know in which state you are and in which button you are pressing it at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
A touchscreen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger and screen. And the case, we already discussed the case, so we wanted to make it from rubber. And
but the hard rubber like this or softer rubber? Or
hard rubber, I think. It's easy to
it bounces back from the floor when you...
We have different colors.
So
the shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and a round shape? No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I think it should be a bit longer.
I think it meets more the young people than the older people.
But that's what we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. Well, and how about my idea of making it with one single curve?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was quite good.
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, you have a fancy design then, right away.
You can put it on your table with an LCD screen. You don't have to get it in your head, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It's not easier.
Yeah.
All right.
So you did you write that down? You got a single curved rubber, fancy colored, remote control.
You can't. Oh, you can draw it on your paper and then lower it on the.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Pretty
easy. And load it on the user, the server.
And about the user interface, there are also some questions about the concepts, I think. You have some ideas on that?
I have
you, you showed your drawing.
I missed a few buttons. At least you should also have I just remembered a menu to go back to the first. But if you can touch options,
you can go back
to this.
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus?
I think
it's easier
I
than...
Know. I thought it was easier to handle this way. I don't know what they think.
Sorry?
Would you like the buttons horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle,
If you make it like this,
so it's
like
square.
This?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's easier to have it.
Button the minus here, plus over here, minus here. it's over here.
I can unfold. Ah, okay.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
Other buttons. I'm here. The top. The options.
Yeah.
But I think
and then
I'm
you have something like B over here. And the sound.
Yeah, I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I put the plus and min here. And then the P in the middle and the sound.
Take your time.
Plus, minus, plus, stop.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, the minus.
Yeah, I think you're going to push it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps
but
I have some examples.
We'll leave
I don't
that
know.
To the usability engineering then.
Who's the usability engineer?
That's me.
She.
But I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, then I have that
yeah.
Those numbers.
Here's your.
Good
I don't really know.
Everybody's searching in his data.
Channel selection. Per hour, 168. Volume selection, 4.
Yeah, but I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other
hmm.
On a normal remote.
But how much, not how often it's used, but.
Well, what
yeah,
touch you
that depends on
yes
the
I'm
remote.
Looking here, but here's it's
hmm.
Below. Here also. And then here's. Here's next to each other.
Hmm.
I think it's
I think I because I have two televisions at home, one is horizontal, one is vertical. So
yeah,
it
doesn't really matter. But
yeah, depends.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and
yeah,
down,
no.
And the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Sure.
That's how it is usually, isn't it? When I look here.
Okay, well,
that's what I see.
Let's cut to the chase.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, how where we will put the buttons.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah.
Concept.
It's concept, it isn't the actual design. You should know where you would place
okay,
it.
Well, interface,
and speech,
yeah.
Shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
yeah,
technology.
I think it's
yeah.
Easy for it. Where are you? That it says
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
It makes
but then you
yeah.
Should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Mm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Well, that's not even necessary because you can make a very sensitive microphone. So it makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the
yeah.
Yeah, maybe at the bottom where you can hold it
yeah.
With your hand. That there's also a microphone
yeah.
Over there.
So
but that's not I think
yeah.
That's not very important because yeah. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
No, but you should decide when.
Ah, okay, yeah, sure, okay.
Right?
Well, underneath
thing where it isn't seen most.
Yeah, indeed. It shouldn't be very.
You could
visible.
Put it in a logo of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just in
between
the spot
the
you just
round
the
arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech
yeah.
Control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it any more fancy because you get to see.
No, actually, it does,
yeah.
But because it you can find it better if you use it.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to. So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah. Okay.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
About the microphone. There
yeah,
is no button.
The microphone is a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's
yeah.
Big. So it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where is it? It isn't most insightful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Well, put it there. Why don't I? It doesn't really matter.
No. Actually, it doesn't.
Okay.
Alright.
So?
Any more?
Type supplements.
Interface type?
Yeah, well, we already discussed
the
that.
LCD,
right?
Yeah. Supplements, well, the supplement is
the. Like you said, like scroll up next to the remote.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? I think it's better to just type. Tap what you'd like to do on the screen if you want to go back, if the back button go back.
Mm.
If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to that submenu.
This might not be living.
Yeah. Yeah, the young people do like
use the
scroll.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if it's really the scroll. But the menu orientated they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu.
Yeah,
so if you got a settings, if you
faster, I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot
but
of
you
options,
have
you have a lot of options
you
because when you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television,
mm-hmm.
you should scroll down on a menu,
mm-hmm.
which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on a side, and it's very easy to use.
And I think it would make it even more fancy because you have another interesting thing on the side which you can touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface or different components? Everyone. Everybody think they can.
Material is clear.
Okay, what's the standard color?
Standard. Yeah,
is there a standard color?
No, we have different color. How many colors?
You
got
different colors, but you should have a standard color.
I think
black
is standard.
Yeah, black.
Black.
I think is the standard.
With a yellow.
If you want to be
dark gray, something like this color or something.
Just a regular
like
color.
Like, yeah.
And then have
or
different covers.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think you see more silver.
See a lot of
silver.
Silver
and black.
Silver
and
black are our main colors.
Also traditional. So
yeah. I think we have silver, black, and between those, like I don't know, five colors between them. So I think.
Yeah. What about a yellow thing? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
it's better to
yellow.
Yeah. Could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Green.
But if you use silver,
yeah.
Rubber, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when
yeah.
you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, of course,
just
the fruity colors.
Yeah.
All kind of
and the autumn colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red
mm-hmm.
and brown.
Maroon,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And do we have to have a normal black one or a.
Who's pinging?
No,
okay.
You're pinging?
Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody
yeah.
knows what to do. Well,
I don't know what to do.
I wrote
down
here what to do.
Look at
the next meeting is once again in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together. On prototype drawing on smart board,
yeah.
and of course, to all four of us, instructions
will be
emailed by
do
personal
we have
coach.
We'll work together, but do we have to stay here, or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait
right.
for an email and find out.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think we should work.
Okay, well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah, I think that's also
final thoughts from anyone? Or
no.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Finished.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So we can keep
wow.
talking English now.
Ja, ik ze gewoon lekker wachten op dingen. Tot je e-mailtje krijgt van dingen.
I'll make a new one for you.
Thanks.
Peace out.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Right.
Hopefully faster this time. Okay, good luck.
Bye.
Is that here?
Here, for
sure. Yeah, this is a smart board. So.
Yeah.